So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
A little bit of a special invitation and shout-out to any Niner fan, and this is loose. Like, it doesn't mean like, oh, darn it, I turned 40 last week. Right. Now I can't call. But, like, if you haven't turned 40 yet, that's kind of the marker we put of, like, you either have never seen the 49ers win a Super Bowl, or when you did, you were just a little pup. And so these playoff runs feel different, and they do. Like, it's only one game that they've won, but it does feel a little 2010 Giants-ish to me because they were underdogs every round. I know people will say, and like Lucas said this earlier, he goes, you know, that 2010 Giants team, they were a dog of a pitching staff. I mean, Tim Lincecum and Matt Cain and this kid, Mad Bum, who nobody knew because he was 21 years old, but he came in and he dealt. And so that's true.
Fancy. Good old Fancy.
Yeah, but hold on. Let's not act like this Niner team, even in its current form, doesn't have at least one wing of the team that's one hell of a fastball. Dude, Kyle Shanahan, Brock Purdy, and Christian McCaffrey, that's a fastball. That's a problem for defensive coordinators. That's been proven, has it not? Now, it wasn't a problem for this defensive coordinator a week and a half ago.
Or even in week one.
Right. I mean,
I can give you the drive stats if you want for the 17 drives that the Niners have had against Seattle.
I remember them. Are you talking about that day or
week
both?
One and week 18?
How many three and outs? That's what I want to know.
In 17 drives,
yeah.
They have four three and outs. They have six punts. Okay. They've thrown three picks. They have two Jake Moody misses.
Yep.
They have two times where they turned it over on downs. They've made two field goals and they've scored two touchdowns in 17 drives.
Let's focus on the three and outs for a second.
Okay.
Of those four, how many were a week and a half ago?
The opening drive. When after they got the ball back, three and out, and then they went three plays and scored, you're down 7-0, and already your defense had been on the field the entire first quarter. You get the ball back, three and out.
Three and out.
And then they go down, they miss a field goal, then you go six plays, you turn it over on downs, you finally get points on the board, your only points before the half, you went eight plays, 30 yards was your drive.
That was your drive.
Quote unquote, and you go down into the half, you're down. Then you come out and you go punt, pick downs.
Any three and outs in the second half?
Yes, your second possession, three plays, nine yards.
So three of the four were in the second game, the loss.
Right, okay. But even at that, the thing that's so frustrating is the one drive you had, seven plays, 64 yards, it ended with the McCaffrey bobble pick.
With the bobble pick, yeah. So here's the reason I asked that question. To me, that's what we're talking about this Saturday. That's the thing. I'm not asking for a Purdy 30. I mean, it'd be great. I'm not asking for, boy, you better be turnover free. I'm not asking you to be perfect. I know this is going to be a slog. You can't do three and outs. That is what killed that game. That's what Greg Cosell was talking about.
Yep.
42 plays. And the time of possession battle dominated by Seattle. That's the whole deal, what I'm looking for on Saturday. You're not going to score on every drive. This defense is phenomenal. But you have got to hold the ball for a second. You have got to get a first down or two just about every time that you get the ball. And at least flip the field, because where drives start now, I know it didn't because the Seattle Seahawks went, for it on fourth down. I know the Niners' first drive was like inside their own 10-yard line. Yep. But often these drives are all starting out at the 30 and 35-yard line. Dude, you get one first down, you're punting them down to their own 10. That's huge in a game like this, because Seattle is not Darnold and their run game. They're not dynamic. They have one dynamic player on offense. His name is Jackson Smith and Jigba.
Now, they sure looked dynamic in week 18.
They did.
Because you couldn't tackle.
Because you couldn't tackle.
To
them.
Your point, week one, you come out and you hold, they punt, and I think it was a classic Sky Moore fair catch arena with the five. All right, Brock Purdy, welcome to the season. You come out and you go 14 plays, 95 yards for the touchdown.
Daddy.
And you know what the big plays were made by? Ricky Pearsall.
Uh-huh.
He caught a 26-yarder. He caught a 13-yarder. I'm looking at my notes. And
then George Kittle.
Kittle from five. Purdy with a scramble on second and 14. But you went 95 yards down the field. You scored a touchdown. To your point, complimentary football. You had the ball forever, and you scored a touchdown. And then the second time you played him, you finally get it punt. You finally get it back punt. And then you turn it over on downs after getting 24 yards on six plays. You had no Uncle Mo, which you've got to have to protect this overmatched defense.
Yep. All right. 888-957-9570. I want to get to the Fred and George thing, but Steven in the city has been super patient and wants to weigh in on this whole idea of kind of the Niners being the big dogs of the playoffs and the vibe of it if you haven't seen them win before. Hey, Steven, thank you for calling. What's up?
Hey, guys. First time caller, everyday listener.
Thank you. I love the show. Thank you.
I've been listening ever since Joe Low and Dibs. That's when I first started listening to the game and Dibs. I've been I'm a big fan. You make me laugh. I love all the shows. I was born in '79 in Alameda amongst a whole lot of Raider fans.
Alameda.
And I was born on January. I was born the island, baby. I'm an Islander. I was born on January 24th, so. The Niners were always on the TV, you know, as I was growing up. And, I loved it. You know, I loved them. I loved Joe Montana. I love watching. I love their uniforms. And I've been a fan ever since. I just want to say three things about how I feel about this upcoming game. I think there were three plays in the Seattle game that if they would have went our way, we could be having a whole different conversation, and Seattle could be coming to Levi Stadium this weekend. It was the dropped interception. It was the McCaffrey, he bobbled it,
yep.
And then the interception. And then the third and 17, when Kenneth Walker got that first down. I mean, and I'll tell you, when I was watching the Eagles game last weekend, I forgot to tell you guys, I'm delivering packages here in San Francisco. I work for UPS.
Oh, fantastic.
Nice.
Whose house are you at right now, Steven?
I'm at Knob Hill Hardware. Shout out to Knob Hill Hardware on California and High Street.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah. The street from Trader Joe's. I was sitting watching that Eagles game, and, you know, they had third and 15. And they picked up 14 yards on third down and then got the first down on that fourth down run. And this was during the first half. And I'm thinking, you know, this, if we can't stop these guys on third down, you know, this game's going to be over.
No.
You know, in the first half, I felt like the game was over. And then it turned during the second half. But, that's all I got, guys. You know, thanks for taking my call, and a big fan.
Hey, Steven, thanks. Before you go, real quick, do you remember your third birthday?
My third birthday?
Yeah.
No, I do not. I don't remember the very first one, though.
Okay. I just wanted to know because the 49ers won the Super Bowl on your third birthday. Steven and I share a birthday. Thank you, Steven, for calling in. We share a birthday. He is 4 years younger than me.
Right, because you were seven when they won the bowl.
Seventh birthday,
on your birthday
was the Niners 26-21 over the Bengals. And
yeah.
It was Steven's third birthday.
Also, Tatiana Ali's birthday, as Google would tell me.
That's exciting.
Yes.
Atlee Hammaker, January 24th.
Look at you.
Yeah.
The great lefty who got absolutely lit up in the All-Star game a lifetime ago.
Fred Lynn, swing and a drive.
A little slam there.
He was never the same again.
He's not wrong about the three big plays, and that big conversion was part of a 16-play drive that gave the Eagles the lead, and at that point I was like, oh boy, this defense, they can't stop a nosebleed with a tourniquet.
He's not wrong, but the Seahawks could say the same thing. Let me put it that way, right? Like, they missed two field goals. They moved the ball all the way down to first and goal inside the 10 on their opening drive. They decided, and this is their fault, but they decided to go for it, should have kicked a field goal there. They left a bunch of points on the board. I am not going to sit here and say that the Niners could have or should have won that football game against Seattle 2 weeks ago. They were beaten. They were thoroughly outplayed. But boy, did y'all hear the little clue that Greg Cosell gave? The little ray of hope that Greg Cosell gave in his breakdown? Did you hear it?
Talk to me.
I will. I'm going to do this first, though. First thing I'm going to say is, you are listening to 95.7 The Game. KGMZ-FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station in the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries. Always live on the free Odyssey app. Coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Greg clearly said this was not some sort of a schematic overwhelm in favor of the Seattle Seahawks. What this was that the 49ers that night were just overwhelmed physically. They were physically beaten by the Seattle Seahawks. You can take that however you want, but he added, he goes, usually when that happens and then you play that team again in the near term, it doesn't repeat itself. It usually doesn't happen. And don't forget, some of these people who are physically overwhelmed, they're not even going to be in this game. Tatum Bethune and Fred and Dee Winters and Austin Pleasance, who were all fit, they're not in this game.
Right.
Trent Williams is now who you need to physically overwhelm. Good luck with that.
George Kittle not in the game. So
correct.
You have a chance to physically overwhelm Tonjes, who didn't play much at all in that game.
They're allowed to do it again. But Greg Cosell said this.
Charbonnet and Walker combined for 33 for 171. And the Seahawks have not been a great running team this year. So that was a game where they just dominated. They were able to get to the edges in the run game, which was a big problem in that game. That is more of a tactical thing that can be corrected. But overall, I thought on both sides of the ball that they were just physically handled. And normally when that happens, normally, guys, it doesn't happen again in a short period of time.
Yes,
it's a good observation.
A little ray of hope from somebody who watches them all.
And I'm looking at the notes on Seattle's first touchdown because you mentioned it. Seattle marches all the way down. They go for it. They don't get it. Three and out. Here's a punt. Wallow with a face mask. Seattle's at your 35 drive start.
Yep.
Three plays later, Charbonnet, 27-yarder. Brown blocked. Mustafa couldn't tackle. Those are my notes. And you remember, he scoots around the outside. Brown gets caught in the wash, and Mustafa has a bad angle touchdown. So that wasn't so much schematics. It was bad tackling.
And Jair Brown, I mean, again, not to make it all about, like, he's not even going to be in this game.
Right.
So again, you're talking about, and that's the, do you remember the show we did last week where I was like, the recency bias conversation, where I'm like, I feel like not, the Niner fan base is frozen. We're frozen coming out of that Seattle game, and I get it. It's emotional, and they got handled.
Yep.
But everybody came out of it and went, well, the Niners aren't going to beat the Eagles because that's the Niners.
Well, aren't we doing the same thing in reverse in ways right now? We're recency biasing ourselves into thinking that they can win this game.
I don't think so, because I'm not sitting here telling you that, oh, the Niners are definitely going to win this week. This is going to be really hard. I have the same sort of like level of, oof, this is one hell of an assignment. I'm right there again, But I'm just, the message that day is true again, which is every damn week and every matchup, new building, new people, new day, it's not going to look the same. And I think that. It doesn't mean the Niners are going to score more points. Hell, it might get worse.
Can't get much worse.
Maybe they'll lose 41-3 this time. But I don't think that what we saw, how many days ago?
It would be 14 by the time they play.
Yeah, so that means it's only like 11 right now. Like, I don't think what we saw 11 days ago, I don't think that we're going to just see a redo at all.
I agree with that in part. I think that looking at every drive between the two teams this year, Niners offense against Seattle's defense, there's a definite trend, and the trend is, boy, it is really hard in general to move the ball. They have a 95-yard drive for a touchdown, a 68 for a touchdown. They had a 64 last game with a pick. They had a 57, thank you, Jake Moody, for missing, and a 53 with a Moody miss. So those are points in week one that were there and they didn't get. And the last game, which will be 2 weeks removed from this game, you didn't really have that. And so for me, looking at Seattle on the year, they gave up scores on 28.7% of their drives. The Niners have scored on 23.5 against...
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Seattle. So Seattle does this to just about everybody. The one thing that I think will be different is what Greg is talking about, where, you know, schematically, they don't run like they did, and they did what they did in large part because you missed tackles. So if that gets buttoned up, and one thing that I'm kind of excited about for the Niners is the Kendricks and Wallow freshness factor.
Yep.
These guys are not playing their 20th game. So they come in off a great game, and also they're a lot fresher. They haven't played that much football.
Hey, which one of them plays if Fred Warner does play?
Kendricks. Kendricks plays, I think. But, you know, and maybe you end up going to some three linebacker spots.
The internet thinks that Fred's playing.
Of course.
Now, the internet also thinks there's an electromagnetic field outside of Levi's Stadium that's messed with everybody for the last 30 years. So I didn't say the internet was smart, but the internet's looking at video of practice today. And I'll just tell you this. We're emotional beings. When you look at that, it's pretty hard not to get excited. He's moving pretty good.
Yep. On Fred and Kendricks, I will say Kendricks was the green dot last week.
Yeah.
Which means he's the one that's, you know, given the calls to the rest of the defense. That's what Fred does. So, I mean, you could obviously take that away from Kendricks, but who knows?
Grandy, I wonder if you would kind of share with everybody what you texted earlier today that I think was mainly about Fred and George, which is how that sort of affects. And again, we're talking mainly to the younger fan. And that means anybody who, I guess, you know, whatever, hasn't turned 40. I still think you and I are young. But anyway, anybody who hasn't turned 40, who maybe hasn't really experienced a Super Bowl. But then again, maybe this is for everybody, because even if you have experienced a Super Bowl, there's this, is it maybe a waning type of a feeling that is specific to Fred and George, and how many chances those two might have left, if any, to get a ring in a Niner uniform?
Yeah, it's like all the injuries that have happened this year, but I think the one that's really made me think this and feel this way the most is George, because his injury happened at such a stage in the season and is such a devastating injury that it's probably going to cost him all of next year, and who knows what he looks like when he takes the field again. And my Niners fandom experience has been marred by guys that I love to watch failing to win a ring.
Yep.
That's been my Niners experience. That's been the peak of my Niners experience, is feeling bad for those legends like Frank Gore, like Joe Staley, like Patrick Willis and Navarro Bowman and all those guys. And it just kind of struck me this week, and I hate that my brain has gone this way, because this is a feel-good week for the Niners, but my thought is, I don't know if George Kittle is going to get another chance like this to maybe win a ring as a 49er. And the prospect of that being the reality again for me as a Niner fan is terrifying. And so frankly, I don't really care about, well, they're a 7-point underdog and they got to, then if they win this game, they got to go to LA and take on the Rams or whatever. Like, I don't even care about any of that. I'm just living in the moment saying, all right, this is an opportunity to where I don't have to look back on this era and be like, man, again, we couldn't get those guys a ring.
It sure would be cruel if Kittle, who famously against the Chiefs the first time, had that video where he's like, I will be back here. And then he did get back there, and it was against the exact same team. And then the same thing happened. It was almost worse this time around, because it was even closer to an opportunity. And then what if they make it for a third time, and he's got to watch it from like a wrestling ring or something like that, or whatever.
Or a suite with a bottle of tequila.
Yeah. Well, that'd be fun.
And that would be.
I'd like to watch it that
year.
Way.
Yeah, no doubt. And it's just an interesting one, especially if you put Christian in there, Christian and Trent and George, and you start to think even Juszczyk, like how many years they have left, and can you get in there and make it happen for them? Because your quarterback is young and he's going to be here, and it looks like the coach isn't going anywhere. Yeah. I mean, he's only going to be here now in year 9, so it looks like their windows are going to be still open. But the older guys, yeah, this may be it for George Kittle.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall, so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.